Any question before we fire on our prayer? Any question? You are free. If I am wrong, correct me from the scriptures, not from your church. Feel free, especially those of you hearing me for the first time.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I'm a new believer. Get something that I don't understand.
Sorry, when you say new believer, what do you mean?
I'm a new convert. I'm just converted.
From which? From where to where? From what to what?
I'm a Muslim before.
Oh, you just converted to Christianity?
Yes, sir.
Clap your hands now. Yes.
Yes, Pastor. You get what I don't understand. In the book of Psalm 25, verse 14.
Yes.
The secret of the Lord is with those that fear him.
Sure.
And he will show them his covenant.
Thank you.
Yeah, after I got converted, there is something that the Lord always revealed to me. And I always ask myself, does it mean that I see, I heard, does it mean that I have received the Holy Ghost?
Eh?
Yes, sir.
You say what?
I say, does it mean that I have received the Holy Ghost?
By what? By what?
Yes, sir. Because few days ago, I stand like this in a revelation. See you telling me that I'm sleeping, that I should wake up. That is why I get the confidence to ask you.
Yes.
God led me to one brother that directed me to this church. When I'm praying somewhere for the past 1 year, seeking Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, concerning my father, Imam, and some of my brothers. And I'm asking that maybe one day I will stand on this auditorium and ask you face to face to put me through.
You. I think in a nutshell, you are asking, what is the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Before you speak of evidence that you have the Holy Ghost, we have to find out the purpose of the Holy Ghost. When you know the purpose of the Holy Ghost and you see that purpose fulfilled in your life, then it becomes the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says a tree is known by her fruits. There is the fruit of the Spirit. When you say fruit, amen, fruit of the Spirit, that is what indicates, what determines the Spirit that is in you. So, Galatians, Paul told us in the book of Galatians what the fruits of the Spirit, what it is. Secondly, why God gave us the Holy Ghost is to be able to give us the ability to live a life that is pleasing before him. So that him, by working in us, deals with our stubborn hearts. It removes the stubborn heart, the stony heart, changes it to a heart of flesh, removes your spirit, changes your spirit man, and puts his spirit in you and causes you to live a life pleasing before him. When, that is why we say, if a man be in Christ, the Bible says, a new creature. The life that you live now compared to what you were before will let you know that you have had an experience. For a sinner to be turned to a saint, only God can do this. For me to stand here and preach, me, if you know who I've been before, only God can do this. So don't tell me, don't ask me, hey, Brother Moses, do you have the Holy Ghost? If you ask me that, Holy Ghost, do you have the Holy Ghost? Praise the Lord. I will answer you the way I used to answer my wife, in my carnal way. My wife sometimes will ask me, do you love me? Then I'll tell you, say, I'll tell her and say, I no love you. Now I keep you for house. I get another woman anywhere. Praise the Lord. Now only you I know that time. Of all the girls, where they chased that time. If I no love you, why is it saying that you are married? I better stop asking me that kind of question. You know, that's a very carnal way. Don't go answer your wife like that too. Because I'm changed now. Eh? You know, there is this, you know, yao yao way, you just live a very selfish life. Eh? Praise the Lord. A woman wants you to assure her every time. Especially as age they go, her shape they change. You want to be sure, say you still love her now like before. We cannot talk good as right now. So, by the life I live, you will know that I'm converted. Not me struggling not to drink. When I converted, the taste of alcohol died. Not me saying, I'm not going to drink again. I'm not going to drink again. I didn't put a list. I'm not going to fornicate. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do this. I found out that one by one, all of them we are deleting from my life. Delete, 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 delete. By a power that worketh in me. And it is the power of the Holy Ghost. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord. Please, sir, I want to ask this question because you keep hammering on this correct way of baptism all the time. And this thing keep bothering me. Anytime you are preaching on this correct way of baptism.
And I'm going to talk every day till Jesus comes. Yes.
Please, sir, I want to ask you. There are so many Christians that I know that live a very good Christian conduct. Even they beat most of the fruits of the Spirit. Even some staunch Roman Catholic members I know, they lived a very good Christian life. So what I'm asking is that those ones that were not able to come to the knowledge of this correct way of baptism, but lived very good Christian life before they died. And there are people that are still alive that are living very good Christian life, but they will not come to this knowledge before they die. I want to know, what are they going to go to hellfire because they didn't come to the knowledge of the correct way of baptism? That's my question.
You know, as you are talking, I want to see the shortest way of answering you, because this thing you are talking is a 2-hour sermon. That there is something called self-righteousness. What is self-righteousness? What is self-righteousness?
Somebody doing good in his or her own way.
Yes. Before God, what did God call that type of righteousness? Eh? Speak to microphone so that they
filthy
can hear.
Filthy rag, filthy rag.
Filthy rag before God. Why? Because we are doing that under a curse. From the Garden of Eden, God was separated from man. And he operates a law. The only way for you to do anything, oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to compress it so that if I can just get a picture in a sentence and give you. There is a law in the Bible that says the only place he, God, will accept your offerings and your sacrifices is only in that place where he has chosen to place his name there. Do you know it is in the Bible? Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 10. But when you go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that you dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all that I command you. Your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithe and your heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters and your maid servants and your maid servants and the Levites that is within your gates, for as much as he has no part for inheritance with you. Take it to yourself that you offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. Let me emphasize verse 13 again. Take heed to yourself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of the tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. I start from there. So, no matter how kind-hearted you are, you want to offer sacrifice unto God, you cannot just offer that offering sacrifice anywhere. There is a place he has chosen. And that is where he has placed his name there. Two scriptures stand before the whole world. Number one, John 14, verse 6. Jesus told the whole world, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Sister, Muslims alone, they are billions. Hindus are billions. Who again? All over. Shintus. Who again? All of them. They are billions that are worshipping God. Until Jesus came and said, if you don't come through me, you will never get to the Father. If you believe that scripture, it simply means all of them are condemned. If you try to worship God in any way, bypassing Jesus, through any means, you may not fornicate. Like we have the Buddhist monks that have separated themselves from the world. And they are living a life of self-denial. All that is self-righteousness if it is not in Christ. Why? Because he told the whole world when he came to that baptism and came out of the water in the river Jordan, the heavens opened and God announced to the whole world, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. That is why he placed his name on him. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. In words or in deed, whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Number two scripture to the believers now. He said, the Father seeketh such that we worship. He said, the true worshippers, they will worship God. Where? Where? In spirit and in truth. It means you can worship God in the flesh, and it will not be accepted. And in truth, it means you can worship God in error. It will not be accepted. And God is no respecter of persons. You're satisfied? Thank you very much. God is no respecter of persons. It's not clear from who? Brother Elvis from Thailand on Skype tonight, he said, can anyone go to hell without water baptism? Just maybe he was not opportuned before death. The answer Praise the Lord. When you ask a question like that, you are putting it to look as if God is saving by gamble, by chance. There is a book of life from the foundation of the world written. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 6, can we open it? Verse 37. John chapter 6, verse 37. He said, all that the Father giveth me. Amen. Remember, go to verse 44. Go to verse 44 first. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. So that you can understand verse 37. Verse 37 then says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All that the Father giveth me, past tense. When did he give them to him? Before the foundation of the world. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Verse 39. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that has sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So, Brother Elvis, if you are ordained to eternal life, you will see it. You will be saved. Nothing will happen to you until you receive salvation. God bless you.